Hong Kong training visas are indeed an oft misunderstood animal. Many people seem to take the view that somehow a training visa is an easy pathway into a full employment visa in Hong Kong, subsequently treating it as a kind of a stepping stone. But the actual reality is something somewhat quite different. A training visa is designed to allow quite simple employment visa permissions for a short-term basis only for people that are coming to deliver or to receive training, with the expectation that once that period of training is over, the party will depart Hong Kong and go back to the original place from whence they came, taking ostensibly the skills that they've picked up with them, or having left behind the skills that they've imparted during their temporary stay in Hong Kong. So as we've seen in this particular instance, the idea of using a training visa to, in a sense, get a sense of what life in Hong Kong might be all about, and how the work experience that you have initially will be encountered, so that you can take a view as to whether or not Hong Kong is a place that you'd like to work in more permanently, in the wake of having experienced that short-term period of stay in Hong Kong as a trainee. Unfortunately, the Immigration Department don't view it that way at all. And in order to adjust your status from a training visa through to an employment visa at the end of the exercise is very, very problematic. And I'd say that only 1 or 2% of such applications ever get approved, because the Immigration Department usually hold the sponsor and the training visa holder themselves to the undertaking that they have effectively provided during the currency of their application, that they will leave Hong Kong at the end of the period of training. So irrespective of the fact that in your instance your present training employer has a whole army of local employees, the reality is that you'd find the Immigration Department would look askance somewhat considerably at an application from you to adjust your status through to full employment visa afterwards. As I said, because the Immigration Department don't view the training visa as a stepping stone visa through to full employment visa permission subsequently. So unfortunately, you're swimming upstream on that one, I'm afraid. Now, in terms of extending your training visa, usually the Immigration Department are, again, quite reluctant to do that, having received significant representations from you at the very outset as to the amount of time that you were going to be in Hong Kong for training and what that training program was set to entail. If there has been some considerable change in circumstances during the first 6 months that might necessitate you going back to the department and securing an extension to your existing training visa for another period of time, then you can certainly make the application to the department and see what they make of it. But in my experience, the absolute maximum that you could ever anticipate to get as a period of training would be 12 months. And if you have been granted 6 months initially, it would have been on the strength of that initial 6 month training program. And to then procure a further 6 months, I think you'll be fighting hard to get the Immigration Department to buy into it. You may be able to procure another month, perhaps up to a maximum of 3 months, if everything does go well, in my experience. But I think you're going to find getting an extension to training visa is going to be somewhat problematic too. Not impossible, but somewhat problematic. So there you have it in a nutshell. Training visas are a great way to get into Hong Kong and to experience what Hong Kong's all about, but as a pathway through to more permanent employment, particularly with the same employer, very difficult indeed. That doesn't, of course, preclude you from leaving your current employer at the end of your current training period, procuring another job offer from another independent employer in Hong Kong, then making an application for a new employment visa on the strength of the new job offer that's been extended to you. But in those circumstances, you're definitely going to have to pass the approvability test for the employment visa in of itself, which means that you need to show that you possess a special skill, knowledge or experience of value to have not readily available in Hong Kong, and that the party extending the job offer to you has to be justified in engaging your services as opposed to the services of a local employer. the fact that you've been in Hong Kong previously as a trainee is not going to significantly advantage you in respect of passing the approvability test for a new employment visa with a new employer subsequently. But that pathway is definitely open to you, so you might want to travel that down that way instead. Okay, I hope this helps.